For many years, I've pointed out how wrong it is to point to Washington, D.C. and say, look how out of control it is, that there's something there that just ruins the elected officials we send there. What goes on in Washington is the same behavior that goes on with local control in our local governments, raising taxes year after year because there's no discipline on either spending or setting priorities, forcing individuals to take money from their own families to realize the dreams of others in community and school show-off projects, from fancy press boxes and scoreboards to water parks, arts complexes, and hotel projects. How is it any different from D.C. that for decades the insular crowd running Abilene city government has somehow spent as much money as any other similar city and yet generally ignored significant street maintenance as that's one of the city's primary jobs? How is it that the civic cheerleaders in Wichita Falls can look voters in the eye and actually claim that tearing down taxpaying business locations and building new government facilities on top of such will create a net economic benefit? Who believes a new city hall causes businesses to choose one city over another? In Lubbock, voters are essentially being told it makes economic sense to tear down a house in a good neighborhood worth $100,000 just because a new roof paint and some repairs would cost $15,000. That's a net loss of $85,000 plus the value of the lot. Scale it up to the city's auditorium coliseum complex, and that net loss is at least $85 million to taxpayers. The absurdity of D.C. starts with those we elect in our own backyard. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.